Where in the Bible will I find that God punishes the sin but not the sinner? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Apostle Peter writes, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. From this, the universalists insist that ultimately, all men, regardless of their manner of life on earth, will be saved. They assert that God punishes sin, but not the sinner. Our Lord, in giving us a picture of the judgment day, says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into the eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels." That's Matthew 25:34 and verse 41. It should be noted that our Lord said, "And these," that is, those people on His left hand, "shall go away into eternal fire." It is fanciful to speak of punishment of sin, an abstract thing. Sin is transgression, and it is the transgressor who will experience punishment forever. The word punishment means torment. Consciousness is an essential element of torment, and since the torment is eternal, then consciousness of the sufferer must continue equally as long. Our Savior describes the place of eternal punishment as being prepared for the devil and his angels. From this we learn that hell was originally designed as a place of punishment for the devil, the enemy of all mankind, and that wicked men will share in his doom throughout eternity. Heaven was designed for the good and hell for the bad. But because some people choose to live like the devil here on earth, they must share the suffering and the torment of the devil through endless ages. This picture of the judgment shows the people being divided, those on his right hand being called blessed of my Father and being invited to inherit the kingdom, but to those on his left hand he says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." This curse pronounced on the wicked resulted from their disobedience. The word cursed means devoted to destruction, and these people had devoted their lives on earth to sin. Therefore they, these people, must suffer punishment through endless ages. Yes, it is the sinner that must suffer.